Chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, which is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the month, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, on the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to conquer them, but it was turned out the opposite happened, that the Jews conquered those who hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Achish, to lay hands on those who wanted to harm them. No one could withstand them, because the fear of them had fallen on all the people. And all the officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and those who did the king's business helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai had fallen on them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces, for the man Mordecai grew greater and greater. The Jews struck all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and with slaughter and destruction, and did what they wanted to those who hated them. In the citadel of Susa, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. They killed Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Parada, Adalia, Aradatha, Parmashta, Arasai, Aradai, and Vazatha, the 10 sons of Haman the son of Hamadatha, the Jews' enemy, but they did not lay their hand on the plunder. On that day, the number of those who were slain in the citadel of Susa was brought before the king. The king said to Esther the queen, "The Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in the citadel of Susa, including the 10 sons of Haman. What then have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your petition? It shall be granted you. What is your further request? It shall be done." Then Esther said, "If it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows." The king commanded this to be done. A decree was given out in Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. The Jews who were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and killed 300 men in Shushan, but they did not lay their hand on the spoil. The other Jews who were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, defended their lives, had rest from their enemies, and killed 75,000 of those who hated them, but they did not lay their hand on the plunder.